From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Iraq has a new government. After days of intense negotiations among U.S., United Nations, and Iraqi officials, the full cabinet of the interim government that will take power at the end of June was announced. Cabinet members intend to start work right away to prepare for the transfer. The biggest single challenge for the new government and for the U.S. military in Iraq is security. That point was driven home today by a massive explosion just outside the Green Zone, the heavily guarded U.S. occupation headquarters where the new government was announced. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Before announcing the names of the members of Iraq's new cabinet, Interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi gave thanks.
After 35 years of ruthless, tyrannical regime, and after the liberation of Iraq by the coalition forces, under the leadership of the United States, we are starting now our march towards sovereignty and democracy.
Alawi was chosen prime minister last week. Finalizing the rest of the cabinet was stalled by intense negotiations among U.S., UN, and Iraqi officials over who would be president, a job with less power than prime minister, but much visibility. The post went to Ghazi al-Yawar, a Sunni Muslim tribal leader. Several governing council members said the majority of the council backed Yawar, while the U.S. preferred Adnan Pachichi, a former foreign minister. UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi offered Pachichi the job, but he turned it down. Pachichi criticized governing council members for meddling.
The efforts which were made by some members of the governing council were, of course, in my opinion, unjustified and illegal in a way, because the governing council had no right by itself to impose this decision.
A senior White House official in Baghdad strongly denied the U.S. favored either of the two final candidates. The dispute didn't come up at the formal ceremony presenting Iraq's new cabinet.
Wazir al-Zira'a, Dr. Sousan Sharifi.
After a verse from the Quran, each of the more than 30 government members was introduced one by one. There are plenty of new faces, but Iraq's new president, one of the two deputy presidents, and the prime minister are all former governing council members. Another former council member, Muwafiq al-Rubai, was asked after the ceremony whether the cabinet was too similar to the governing council to gain real legitimacy. He dismissed the suggestion as rubbish.
This government is a combination of technocrat and politician. It is composed of all major political forces in Iraq. I think it's a very, very good government, and it will lead the country for only 7 months.
The interim government is scheduled to be replaced after national elections early next year. But the biggest challenge in the meantime is security. A Marine was killed today while on patrol west of Baghdad. Two explosions killed more than a dozen Iraqis and injured many more. Ali Hatim Majid survived one of the blasts that happened at a Kurdish political party office just down the street from the tightly secured Green Zone in Baghdad.
I was starting my car out of the parking lot. Suddenly, a big explosion happened. After that, flames and smoke everywhere. In fact, you couldn't even see the person standing next to you.
Amid the continuing violence here, Lakhdar Brahimi, the UN envoy, appealed to Iraqis to help the new government and to hold it responsible.
This is your new government, which will exercise its duties under sovereignty that has been returned. Give them a chance. Help them. And judge them after looking at their programs and the actions that they will conduct.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.